All right, this is a late night edition. This is CO2 with Crypto Sense Podcast. We're back. It is Thursday already. Man, oh man, the week is just flying by. Once again, of course, you guys heard the introductory sponsor, which is Anchor. Again, if you guys, anyone out there, business people, small business, you're thinking about talking about your passions or whatever they may be, podcasting is the way to go. Highly consider Anchor as being a place to do it. So go to my show notes and you'll be able to get a link, I believe, to the Anchor app, or just go to the Anchor app and download it and just play around with it if you're interested in podcasting. We also want to give it up to CoinSeed and Encrypted Apparel. Those are our other two sponsors. Encrypted Apparel, you get 10% off on your next purchase when you are buying any type of cryptocurrency related apparel. Go to wearencrypted.com and just type in Crypto Sense, all one word, and you get 10% off. Of course, CoinSeed, which is my favorite cryptocurrency related app, allows you to make the shift easy and smoothly from becoming a non-investor in cryptocurrency to becoming a top investor in cryptocurrency. And you're doing it all with your pocket change. Check out the link in the show notes so you can be able to download the app and you'll be on your way. So it's a late night edition. I did an interview earlier today. I thought I was going to release that interview, but the person I was interviewing decided that maybe it's good that we sit on the interview until they do a couple of things with their marketing and their rollout. So I got this interview in a can, but in the conversation, we talked about this issue of security. You know, and people really don't talk. First of all, it was a very hot topic when it comes to cryptocurrency. People were like, okay, well, if I'm going to get in cryptocurrency and I'm not physically getting something, how do I know that it's safe? How do I know that, I'm buying something and I have something? And that's a very valid question, right? So if you're able to get past the idea that Bitcoin and all these cryptocurrencies are not physical at all, they're actually bits of data that is on, you know, the internet or on a blockchain that is all digital and it's not really something physical. If you're able to get past that, the next question becomes to yourself, okay, well, how am I able to secure to make sure I'm not going to be hacked? And so we talked about that a little bit in the interview, but what was very interesting is the question came up about getting hacked. And from what I know, from what I've gathered, is that there's a bit of a disconnect between these hard drives and these softwares that are supposed to be protecting your coins. Because remember, if you own cryptocurrency, you in fact have become the bank, the teller, and the even the security guard. It's no longer that the bank is securing your money. Just imagine, if you have money in a bank has all different types of security checks just for you to be able to access your money. And to, let's say, ward off any bank robbers. So, of course, they're going to have a security guard. They may even have the clear, thick glass that you got to talk through. So, even a bank has a physical bank has these security measures to make sure that your money is safe. Well, really, if you think about it, it's no different if you have cryptocurrency. Yeah, you may not be able to touch the money, feel the money, but it's there. So you have to create these different security measures. So coincidentally, as I was getting ready for the show, I was looking at an article that was focused on Goldman Sachs. And you know my history with Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is one of the biggest sleight of hand companies out there when it comes to saying they're doing one thing, but actually doing another. They were one of the first companies that was negative about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and publicly negative about it. but then turn right back around and set up a trading desk for Bitcoin in their office. So which one is it? You don't like Bitcoin, or you do like Bitcoin, or you don't like cryptocurrency, but you got a trading desk set up right in Goldman Sachs to trade cryptocurrency. So it's a bit confusing. But anyhow, getting to back to the article, they actually have invested in a company called BitGo. Now, BitGo is just announced this platform where it's going to allow you to be able to trade cryptocurrency from a cold storage custody. Now, let me try to see if I can break this thing down where it can make a little bit of sense. So whenever you're trading cryptocurrency, normally you're doing this type of trading on what is called an exchange. And if you're doing any type of trading on an exchange, you have to go in, take your money, put your money inside the exchange, buy these different cryptocurrencies, okay? And most people, when they buy the coins, they either just keep the coins or keep the cryptocurrency on their online account that's in the exchange, almost like an E-Trade account, and they don't think anything of it. They think, hey, you know, I was able to get into my account, I went through all the security checks, it should be safe, right? Well, evidently, these exchanges are not that safe, especially some of these exchanges that most people don't know much about. So there was a big hack on Cryptopia. Cryptopia is pretty well known. They're not as big as Binance, but they're pretty well known. Well, they got hacked. And so now this thing is raising eyebrows as to how can we really protect people and traders who are in the market buying cryptocurrency. Well, typically, when you're putting money into crypto, when you're putting money in these exchanges and you're letting those coins sit in the exchange online, it is very exposed to potential hacking. Not just from the exchange perspective, but just even people's, you know, just accounts getting hacked. So what people then decided to do was to create an online secured wallet. These are a little bit more secured. But then there's something called an offline wallet. This is where you're able to secure your coins offline, and it almost looks like a little pen drive where you're able to keep your coins in. But then to take it to a whole nother level, there's something called cold storage. This is where it's totally offline, it's totally secure, and it's not active. And so because it's not active and giving off any signals, is hackers can't see it and they don't know where it is and they can't get into it. So somehow BitGo has created a platform called I believe Genesis Trading, where customers can buy and sell, and the assets will never leave the cold storage. So it's a real interesting concept. We're probably going to dive in some more on a later show, because this is something that I don't think I can cover in just this short show. But what I wanted to highlight was the fact that Goldman Sachs is making more and more investment into cryptocurrency related stuff. May not be necessarily cryptocurrency, but evidently it's things that are also supporting the infrastructure of cryptocurrency. So it just goes to show that if Goldman Sachs is putting money behind it, y'all, listen to me clearly now. If Goldman Sachs is putting money into these type of support services and support technology for cryptocurrency security, what does that tell you? Well, it tells me that they see this thing being something long-term. And they're posturing and they're making investments for it to be long-term. So we'll get more into, I may even do this tomorrow or maybe Monday, we'll get more into Genesis Global Trading, because it does sound interesting, this concept of being able to allow traders to buy and sell cryptocurrency where the assets themselves never leave the the cold storage. It's almost like cold storage, almost like a cold storage cryptocurrency exchange. And just to name a few that are going to be available, of course, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Litecoin, Ripple, and Zcash. So, but then at the same time brings up this argument of custody and being able to have a centralized place where people can keep their currencies into, and if that's good or bad for cryptocurrency. So we have to break this down a little bit more, probably even tomorrow or starting next week. But it's just really interesting stuff. So make sure you guys follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, okay? Hit me in the DMs on Instagram. All right, we've got some, we still got some really new, some really, really big news that we're going to be announcing. I keep talking about it, and I know I keep kicking the can down the street, but I want to release it at the right time because it's big, and I mean real big. This news that we're going to drop pertaining to cryptocurrency. But look, check me out tomorrow. It's Friday tomorrow, so it's going to be a short, quick show, and we're going to have fun tomorrow a little bit too on the show. And look, late night edition on Thursday. All right, so check me out tomorrow. We'll be back. And until next time, holla back.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.